Exciting to be here?
Yes, very exciting.
What is it like to walk into your new employer, you know, see everything, see the guys, see the trophies, just see everything?
It's a dream come true to walk in here and then finally have your name called and to be at the facility that you're going to be playing at for the next few years. I mean, it's a dream come true. You always dream of this moment, and then when it actually happens, a sign of relief takes place.
What have these last 24 hours been like for you? Now that at least, you know, you got it out of the way, kind of, or get to enjoy it, or how did you, when you look back on it now, how do you view it?
It's been crazy, because that 24 hours, I mean, haven't got really that much sleep, because I try to celebrate it, but I couldn't really celebrate because I had to get an early flight to come up here. So, I mean, it's been fantastic, man. It just, it's just a great feeling. And to visit here and be here, I mean, it's fantastic.
Landon, have you had any conversations with the coaches, either at the combine or leading up to this process? And what were they able to tell you about, you know, how you might fit in here?
Last time I talked to the coaches at the combine, and we talked, and we had a good conversation when I talked to them for about 15 minutes at the combine, and we had a good conversation, and they felt confident in me, I guess.
Did you get a chance to experience the city at all? Any first impressions?
This is my first time ever in New Jersey and New York, so I mean, I'm gonna definitely try to experience it when I get out of here.
You talk about the physical nature of your game. It seems like that's what a lot of people like most about you. You're a big guy, you can hit, you can stop the run, you know, just the whole physical presence that you bring.
That's just how I play the game. That's my passion in the game, is to make sure I make plays on the ball, be around that, make sure I make the tackle and make sure they don't score. I mean, that's just how I am. I always try to make plays and make physical plays as much as possible. You make a physical play, you're not gonna make sure you hit the ball out, make a fumble, cause a fumble, or you knock the ball out with receiver's hands when they're trying to catch it. So, I mean, that's my type of game.
And your size, how does that play into it, do you think?
My size?
Yeah.
I mean, the size just came along with it. I couldn't help that. It just, it came along with me. I just kept continuing working out and trying to build my strength and the arm size and the chest and the speed and everything else just came along with it.
Did the perception that you might have been only an in-the-box safety, did that bother you at all?
Yes, sir, it did. Because I played in the box for Alabama, but I was a safety. It was not an in-box safety. I was a safety at Alabama. I played free, strong, and played our money position. That's our fifth DB on the field. So it was not just an in-box safety.
Did you hear that during the process? I mean, aside from outside, but I mean from actual teams, is that something you had to sort of fight with them, to prove to them, or did you not sense that it was just sort of the outside noise?
It was just the outside noise. The teams really, they say I played a lot in the box, but it was once they saw me playing this past year, playing deep middle and my halves, it was like they got total confidence in me.
We just saw a picture of you holding up a jersey number 27.
Uh-huh.
26 was your number for a
reason
that was important to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you ask for 26 here?
When I talk to the equipment manager again, I'm gonna go let him. I'm gonna ask for it.
Oh, you will ask for 26.
Yes, sir.
They just handed you 26.
Yeah.
26 is Sean Taylor. That's your guy.
Yes, sir.
You realize who wore 26 here before you?
Answer I wore.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely no.
What do you know about him?
Big safety too, fast, and great guy, and he knows the game very well.
You know it all?
No, not really.
It's, you're coming in and could conceivably take his spot and his number.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, I don't know, pressure is the right word, but you know, he was a pretty good player here for 5 years. You know, talk about that a little bit, please.
I came into a lot of places. I mean, starting from Alabama, I started from Dutchtown. I came in right after Eric Reed, then going into Alabama, came in after Mark Barron, High Clinton, been in Surrey. I mean, I had plenty of big shoes to fill. So those steps in going into anti-war shoes, I mean, I'm going to definitely fulfill those too, and then keep it on going.
Any of those guys that came before you at Alabama who are now in the NFL, you had any conversations with them since you've been drafted about what to expect, you know, kind of the training camp OTAs and getting ready for the season?
I haven't talked to, the only person I really is close to, but I mean, I talked to Eddie, I talked to Ha, I haven't talked to Mark yet. Who else I've talked to? Talked to Robert Meacham, Nick Toon, all those guys. So I mean, they congratulated me and they told me be ready and stuff like that.
What's the best piece of advice that one of them gave you?
Don't lose your drive that you had back in college and high school.
What kind of advice did they give you after day one? Did any of those guys, I'm sure a bunch of guys reached out to you. What were people sort of telling you at that point?
When?
After the first round.
After the first round?
The first day, yeah.
Just keep my head up. And that first round, the second round stuff doesn't mean anything. Because once you get in the pros and you show the teams what you are able to do, you're gonna be great.
Landon, what do you feel you need to show the coaches moving forward? I mean, what would you like to really show them about yourself as a player?
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to show them all around safety. That's all I could say.
You think you're going to be ready to play right away?
Will I be ready to play? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You get on the field, start, that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
But obviously, that's your goal. What do you think has prepared you for that, to start as a rookie?
Alabama prepared me for that. Being under Coach Saban, he doesn't, like I said, tell everybody, he doesn't coach us as freshmen, he coaches as juniors. And he puts a lot of responsibility on your shoulders as an 18-year-old. And I put the utmost respect of him because without that, I mean, you could take 4 years to be in that school, you know. And going through that process, it helped a lot because it made me the man, the person, the player that I am today, and a leader, and a smart player, and knowing the game. So definitely the school and Coach Saban has helped me a long way through that.
You've obviously done a lot of traveling the last 48 hours. Are you heading back home again and then coming back up for the rookie minicamp?
Yes, sir. I'm going to head back home and then come back up.
You tired?
Am I tired? No. I'm just ready to go start working out again. Stuff like that. Been all over. Been off for 3 days because I've been in Chicago. So as soon as I touch back down, I could go back working out, you know, and get ready for the rookie minicamp.